This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRB, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. We can start our Blackwood RSL lunches again, and the first one will be on the 24th of July. If you wish to attend these lunches, you will have to book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwod@bigpond.com. That's rslbwod@bigpond.com. Access to our shack on Saturday mornings is still restricted. We would need to enter the main hall to use the toilet, the hot water and the sink, and this means we cannot use the shack yet. No one's allowed to enter the Girl Guides facilities until further notice. I have quite a backlog of presentations for Saturday mornings at the shack. At the June committee meeting, we passed a resolution to purchase not just one, but two Kiwi SDR and other equipment needed to add another 4 or 8 receiver channels to Paul's VK5PH remote site. We still have to resolve the power supply limitations. He needs more solar cells, batteries, and a radio quiet solar converter battery charger. Barry, VK5BW, and Paul, VK5PH, are working on sourcing the items needed. The reason for purchasing two Kiwi SDRs is to have a spare, but we'll install this spare to start off with anyway. The Kiwi SDRs are in short supply, so it may take some time to obtain them. I do know that AREG and NERC are also in the market for these. We have two AHARS nets each week on the VK5RAD repeater of 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. The original Monday night net starting at 8 p.m. and what I'm calling the Corona net on Thursday nights also starting at 8 p.m. I've received some more information from the Mitcham Council about access to the hall, and we will start our general meetings on the 17th of September, and our first event will be the annual members buy and sell. Keep an ear on the broadcast and your eye on your AHARS emails for more details. We're looking for someone who would like to mentor a fellow who wishes to study and sit for a foundation licence. He does not drive, so he has no way of getting to our assessments. He lives in Clarence Gardens near the Avoca Hotel. Please email me if you would like to help this fellow. We need all the amateurs we can muster. We're still looking for a secretary, so if you'd like to fill that position, please email me. You can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with this week's news from the South East Radio Group. Last Sunday, a small but select group from Surge ventured to our repeater site on the bluff between Mount Gambier and the satellite village of Millicent. With apologies to John, VK5DJ. Whilst there, the team installed the new repeater for VK3RSW, which will be located near Haywood in southwest Victoria, and also installed the temporary antenna, which is a flower pot dual band attached to a fence post. The repeater is working well and is easily heard in Mount Gambier. Hopefully, within the next week or so, the team, which comprised John, VK5DJ, Norbert, VK5MQ, and Club President Peter, VK5BE, will again visit the site to install the Yagi antenna, which will then be aimed at the repeater site near Haywood. Unfortunately, that will be the limited progress for now, as the COVID-19 crisis will not allow any of us VK5s to travel into Victoria without self-isolating for 14 days on our return. With the escalation of the problem in VK3 over the last few days, no one knows when we might be able to finish the project off. While the boys were on site at the bluff, the UHF repeater was removed from the cabinet in order for John to take it home to update the controller. At the same time, a tidy-up of some of the wiring took place. A big thank you to the triumphant trio for all of their valuable efforts. It's great to see that our repeater network seems to be getting quite a lot more use since the virus hit. Check-in numbers for the on-air meetings have been excellent, and the Friday night sessions in between official meetings have also been very well attended. This is probably due to the cold and wet weather, and a few of our older members no longer feeling comfortable driving at night. We have been treated to some excellent talks on varied topics from a number of our members, and these talks have stimulated a lot of questions, and Google has copped a hiding as people start to dig deeper into the subjects that they have just listened to. A big thank you to those members who have prepared and delivered such interesting and informative presentations on air. If you are within range of our linked repeater network on a Friday night, please feel free to call in and join us. You will be most welcome. That about sums up our week for now. We will bring you more next Sunday. For the moment, our members would like to wish you all a great week, and of course, you cannot escape without me saying 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group next club online presentation and meeting will be this coming Friday, the 17th of July at 7:30 p.m. AREG is pleased to announce that our next guest speaker will be Peter, VK3YE, who will give a presentation and a talk about his operating as HF Pedestrian Mobile. These online presentations have proven to be popular and viewed by many, especially via Hayden VK7HH YouTube streaming portal. The link to Hayden's YouTube streaming portal will be published on AREG's web pages closer to the date. Further information may be found on AREG's web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night we had our general meeting for July, and it was on the Houghton repeater, and we had 18 stations call in, and it was a discussion about earthing systems and what to do to make sure everything's safely connected to Earth and can give you good reception, get rid of noise and whatever else. And quite a few interesting comments made, and people explained what they'd done at their station. So yeah, it was very, very good evening. So thanks to everyone that came up, and hope you got something out of it. I certainly did. And yeah, we'll have another general meeting next month. And of course the Tech Night will be on Friday the 24th of July, and yeah, we haven't got anything organised as yet, but no doubt we'll think up a suitable subject and get everybody to take part in that. So stay tuned for details about the Tech Night on Friday the 24th of July. And of course the Coffee Corona Club Net is ongoing Wednesdays on 146850 at 10 a.m. Always a good collection of people there to have a couple of rounds of discussion and come along and enjoy yourself and bring along a coffee and maybe some Tim Tams like I do. So yeah, don't forget Wednesdays the Coffee Corona Net at 10 a.m. And the F-Troop Net's on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network, so that's always well attended, and we get quite a few interesting comments and discussions on that. So don't forget the F-Troop Net every Fridays at 5 p.m.
It is with much sadness we note the passing of Marg Fee, wife of the late Wally Fee, VK5ZMR, a member of NERC. Wally and Marg attended NERC social events together, enjoying the friendships they had made during Wally's membership of the club. Together, they participated in numerous Wyson events to which they thoroughly enjoyed. Marg is probably best remembered for her involvement in this broadcast. She was the editor and compiler of the local news segment for a number of years, quietly attending to it each week, even when away on holidays and accessing the broadcast system via wireless internet. Such was her dedication. To her family, and extended family, we would pass on our deepest sympathy. Vale, Margaret Elaine Fee.
Well, that's all for this week's edition. So I hope you're all keeping warm and keeping safe. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Phil, VK5SRP again, folks. Last week I got a note from Peter, VK5JP, about the Mid-North repeater, and it reads as follows. Thanks to Steve, VK5ZSW, and the guys in the Mid-North, the VK5RLH repeater, as of this morning, and that was the 28th of last month, has gone to Yaesu C4FM Digital. This will give a wide coverage to the guys with C4FM units throughout the Mid-North area. Due to the large growth of the C4FM units in the Mid-North, it was decided to upgrade the VK5RLH 2-metre repeater to digital. Thanks to Steve, VK5ZFW, who donated his DR1 C4FM repeater for the update, this repeater will now complement the existing C4FM analog 70cm repeater, VK5RCT. And the frequencies of that are 438.325 MHz with a negative offset of 5 MHz. And this repeater is at Moonta. At this stage, there is no Wires X available, but this will possibly change down the track. Currently, the Moonta 70cm repeater is Wires X capable. The VK5RLH repeater is on 146.925 MHz with a 600 kHz offset and is now both Yaesu Fusion, C4FM Digital and analog capable. The repeater has been set to ASM mode, so those who wish to use the repeater in analog mode can still do so, but it will require a CSST tone of 91.5. Those of you who are members of various clubs, would you please inform other members who have C4FM capability of the changes to the VK5RLH repeater? Cheers, Peter, VK5JP. Thanks, Peter, for that note.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.